Hachette Audio presents What is Visible, written by Kimberly Elkins, read by Joe Howarth. To my parents, Paul and Linda Elkins, for everything then and everything now. Prologue. Laura, 1888. How little they trot me out for show these days. And yet here I am this frigid morning, brought down from my room to meet a child, and me not out of my sickbed 2 weeks. They're actually calling her the second Laura Bridgman. The second, and I'm still here. What am I supposed to do, bow down to her, set her on my knee? I didn't like children even when I was one, and now I think them worse than dogs. I've shriveled. And so they've searched for another freak in bloom to exhibit and experiment on. It's taken Perkins decades to find one pretty enough, quick enough. Well, pretty is really the important thing. Or at least not too strange or looking like what she is. Not looking like what I am. Just talk to her, Annie Sullivan writes upon my hand. You have so much in common. Like two in the throes of the plague might share tips and grievances? Yes, little Miss Keller and I will rattle on about our lives in our respective cells, and since I can't taste or smell either, she's got that on me. She can tell me how the sucker of roast mutton and strawberries, and the odor of feces and chrysanthemum.